This is Android Buffet, episode number 153. Recorded Monday, June 24th, 2013. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast, recorded live.
Hi.
Hello, Jerry.
Are we recording tonight? Is tonight Monday?
Yes. Tonight is Monday, June 24th.
June 24th. Goodness gracious. My, how the time flies. Last thing I knew, it was like June 17th, and we were recording a show.
Were we? I'm sorry. It's all a blur to me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's been. I took 24 and subtracted 7. I assume that's a week.
Yes. But as you may recall, the previous week we had only been away from each other for 5 days because we had recorded late the previous week because I had been off reveling.
Reveling.
Or whatever you want to call it, and I had come back sick.
Oh.
I'm still trying to recover. I still have stuffed ears. But I've been very productive. I'm not sure if you noticed. What?
Meaning? Come on, share it with the audience. What have you been doing?
Well, I arranged to... there's several things I did. First of all, I did some tests. After I came back from my trip, I got a little annoyed that I had had to change batteries so many times, so I was testing a 7,000 milliamp battery for my phone.
Right, I believe we discussed this.
Yeah, so the record, it got to 2% at 2 days, 15 hours, 40 minutes, and 55 seconds.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm only going to use it when I need that much battery life. It does add a little to the bulk of the phone, as you might imagine.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Also, I've been working on the new Weneca server, and I migrated over the Android Buffet website. I've also done stage one of a redesign of the site. It now has what's referred to as a responsive design. There's still some other changes and additions to be made. And I'm still.
And if you don't know what a responsive design is,
I was going to explain
that
it,
means. Oh, no, go ahead. If you want to, that's cool.
Excuse me, you get to talk every so often. There's a rule about that. We had a conference, remember?
Oh, I forget these things. Basically, a responsive design means that it doesn't have a separate design, the separate design files for different viewing devices, different widths, different aspect ratios. It has CSS that attempts to adjust itself. And I have to say, I think it does a fine job.
I have a few mods to make, though. Because the design is responsive doesn't mean that some of the sidebars widgets are.
Right.
But I was doing experiments on another site. What I can do is tell the sidebar widgets to detect whether or not there's a sidebar or not and cease to be or change their shape. So I have a few ideas in that vein. It takes a little while to tweak that, but I wanted to get the new site up because I also migrated some other stuff too. So you'll be seeing some more improvements. But in the meantime, I think it looks nice.
I would concur.
Okay. So check it out. Give us your opinion. Give us your feedback. And eventually, at some point on the site, I'll finally get that whole logo thing taken care of. We've discussed that. Anyway, moving along. There's some interesting news this week.
Interesting news, you say?
Yes. Did you know that a German city is hoping to wean citizens off of Windows XP with 2,000 free Linux CDs?
But only 2,000 people.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I figured that would be your response. Because apparently their pilot program for convincing people to give up Windows XP specifically is that only 2,000 of them get the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there more than 2,000 people in Germany?
Maybe there's only 2,000 people using Windows XP.
Okay. Texas has become the first state to require a warrant for email snooping.
Sweet.
Yes, you don't mess with Texas. Actually, Texas doesn't mess with you in this case. Fleetly Cloud is now available to all users, and Android applications are finally being built on top of their API, many which were converted from Google Reader support. I continue to be excited about this idea.
Me, not so much, but I understand the need for it.
Well, I'm excited that one company has said, we recognize that even though Google doesn't want to support this community, there's enough of a community there to be supported. So Google leaving your town, so to speak, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you are now dead.
Whoa.
Whoa, what?
Really?
Figuratively speaking, the town in this case is the reader community.
Well, it's an extremely useful thing. So I don't find it surprising that
the Feedly people
is filled by somebody.
Well, we'll get back to that in a minute. The new FCC chairman is in favor of legalizing the unlocking of cell phones, under the opinion that if you no longer have a contractual obligation regarding that specific phone to your carrier, it is your property and you should do with it whatever the heck you want.
I find no fault in that logic.
Apparently the Librarian of Congress did.
No.
Apparently. That's why the exemption that was granted by the Librarian of Congress was not renewed. So we'll see what the federal government does about that. Also, here's one for you, Jerry. XDA DevCon 2013 will be on August 9th through August 11th in Miami.
It's a good forums if you ever want to get down into the deep dark corners.
But would you drive down to would you drive down to their DevCon?
Those guys are way too smart for me.
Yeah, but I know you wouldn't necessarily come back up to Charlotte again to hang out with Linux people. I was wondering if you would drive to Miami, because I know you've driven to Miami before.
Yep.
To hang out with mobile developers.
I would seriously consider it.
Well, I'll make you a deal, Jerry. If you come to Miami, I'll see what I can do about coming down.
Ah.
Well, while, bear in mind that my relatives down there, my grandparents who have a place down there, are probably going to come back up here. They've delayed their return due to my grandmother's surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping August they will be up here. But that means that there's an empty apartment that's within driving distance of Miami that's not being used. Should have gotten that security fob. Anyway, I'm sure I could arrange something. And, the area, the Fort Lauderdale Airport, is not that far from Miami. And they have a car down there, so I could probably borrow it. So it would cost me...
And I'll have a vehicle. I would have a vehicle if I were to go.
Yeah, but I wouldn't ask you to come all the way over to somewhere closer to Fort Lauderdale. I'm not sure how close... No, I'm just saying that I have possible free accommodations. No food, because there's nobody there to cook it for me. But I'm sure there's food somewhere in the neighborhood. So it might be cost-effective for me to do this, even if I do stay down there. And I'd like to go to a different convention. It sounds interesting. So if you decide to go, I will make it a serious consideration to come down.
All right.
Okay. And it's only, I think it's, there's a half-price promotion, only $37. Moving along, Robert Downey Jr. has become the official global ambassador for HTC. So whenever you pull out your HTC Evo LTE, 4G LTE, you can think of Robert Downey Jr.
There are worse people.
I don't know. I think he's a good actor.
I think, yeah.
Okay. That reminds me, speaking of actors, there was some sad news. Gary David Goldberg passed away.
Yes.
You heard about that.
I did.
Okay. I was a big fan. He was responsible for a lot of things I enjoyed over the years.
Sure.
Moving along, Google Plus gets a new notification mascot called Mr. Jingles.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Mr. Jingles, huh?
Yes, it's a bell. I just wanted to highlight this. It used to be that when you got notifications, it was a little square with a red number in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get a bell.
With numbers in it?
And the bell is called Mr. Jingles.
Because why not?
Because Google gave Mr. Jingles a Google Plus page.
He has his own page?
Yes, I can't get a page, but he has one.
I'm sorry.
I have other social networks. Yes, the Jerry and Guru social network. Whenever I want to talk to somebody, I'll just talk to you. Here we are being social.
Social.
Okay, getting back to the wonderful world of readers. The GReader developer is developing a new app called News Plus, based on the old app, which is being effectively killed. It's going to be plugin-based and allow any number of backends to be developed. So they already have plugins for things like Tiny RSS, which is the one that I use, BazQuix, and more.
Baz who?
BazQuix. I assume that's how do you pronounce BazQux?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I think you did a fine job.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of Tiny Tiny RSS. I just upgraded my Tiny Tiny installation of Tiny Tiny RSS. It's tiny. So I call it Tiny. I think I mentioned it to you once. It's in Buffalo.
Buffalo, huh?
It only cost me $1. I'm renting 128 megabyte low-end VPS from a company that has a facility in Buffalo.
That's kind of tiny.
Yeah, but I'm only serving one customer. Me. Although I did tell Dan Fry if he ever wanted an account on my Tiny Tiny RSS server to test it, I'd be happy to loan him an account for a limited period of time. But I had an out-of-memory error the other day, so I'd spent a little time as well tweaking my server configuration for more memory. So now instead of using 120 megabytes on average, I'm only using 80 megabytes on average. So I still have that cushion.
Cushions are good.
And I also am now using Speedy.
The HTTP protocol competitor?
It's not a competitor. It's a companion. It's an enhancement.
An enhancement.
Yes. So I am using that. And I'm using SSL because that's required for Speedy.
Sure.
I got a free non-commercial SSL certificate at startssl.com. Well, we all need hobbies. That's what I do for fun. Imagine what I do for work. Anyway, well, you know, I'm not sure. Can you consider me upgrading the Android Buffet server, work or play? It's not my job, but it's, you know, sort of like a
maintenance. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoy the challenge. I put in a lot of...
Did you get paid for it?
If we ever make money on this podcast... Are you saying, is there the theoretical possibility of profit? Or is there actual profit?
I'm saying that the difference between play and work is, one, did you enjoy it? And two, did you get paid for it?
I enjoyed it. But don't you like your work, Jerry? You always tell me that you enjoy it.
I do. And that's why I think that there's also the did you get paid for it part.
Okay, well, I think that building my server skills is a potentially marketable skill. But at the moment, I am not financially compensated for that skill. So it may become work at some point, but as of this time, it is merely a hobby. Does that explain it adequately?
Sure.
Okay. So the new server is very exciting. It will go down less often.
We hope.
I taught it to be self-aware.
But is it going to let you know?
Yeah, that was one of the big pushes for my new server configuration. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of really annoying emails telling me all sorts of things that I may or may not need to know. For example, let's see, I have an email here. Where's my official guru email? Okay, 149 things in my monitoring directory. Let's see what's new. Okay, at 9:53 p.m., quator.grid.ccnu.edu.cn. So
it's what?
A Chinese educational IP address.
Okay.
Attempted to log in by SSH to my server as root, Oracle, and Postgres, and was immediately permanently blocked for the rest of its life. That was at 9:23. Excuse me, that was 9:53. At 9:23, chupa.com attempted to log into root and Oracle and was immediately blocked for the rest of existence. I can keep going. That's only the last hour. I have a whole bunch of these. Oh, exciting. 208.87.136.119 was blocked for port scanning. Isn't that nice of them?
Very.
And I have a report on my cron.hourly, as exciting as those are. What happened when my hourly cron job ran?
Mm-hmm. And you get those hourly?
Just in case I need them. I thought I turned that off, though. Oh, well, it's an email. I'll delete it. I also get a daily report telling me the summary of all the things that are happening in the log files. These are all potentially important. Oh, and we have an email from Lenny. Well, I'm in here anyway. Lenny wrote, in episode 152, you talked about Android being uncompetitive. Then is not commercial TV anti-competitive? Seems to be the same business model to me. I'm not English speaking, so my spelling and choice of words isn't 100. So this refers to certain organizations claiming that giving away Android for free is anti-competitive. So the question is, if I'm reading this correctly, is commercial television, which is given away for free, let's say local broadcast television, is that not also anti-competitive because cable charges?
I would say no.
Why?
And here's why. Because commercial TV is not free.
Isn't it?
No, it's not. Remember, if you're not paying for it, you're not the customer.
Okay. But
commercial TV or broadcast TV is not free to the customer. All the people living in the houses that are watching it are the product.
But doesn't that go back to Android, though? Android is sponsored by Google in order to get people for advertising. Therefore, once again, we would be the product in that scenario. Or would Samsung be the product? I don't know. Who's the product?
I think we would be the product if we're not paying for it. But we are paying for it.
Are we?
In a manner of speaking, aren't we? Or maybe we're paying for the hardware. We're definitely paying for the hardware.
Yeah, but we're not paying for the software. Therefore, are we the product or is Samsung the product?
Good question.
Feel free to write us. That's podcast@androidbuffet.com or 2012Wenico with commentary about that or anything else we discuss in this program. Moving along.
That said, I do think TV is broadcast TV is anti-competitive, but only because I don't think it's legally anti-competitive. I think it is practically anti-competitive. But that's mostly because FCC regulations pretty much guarantee them monopolies, right?
Pretty much. But not 100%. You could always open up another channel.
Sure, if you're silly rich.
I'm like, sorry.
Silly, silly rich.
I'll just have to live with YouTube, which is owned by Google, where I'm the product again. Oh, well.
How do you feel being product?
Well, I was thinking of starting, you know, a YouTube show. I thought about expanding into video and doing, you know, mostly uncut video. I had an idea for a show where I subject people to my cooking. So a whole, what?
But you said you don't cook.
No, I do cook. I said where I subject people to my cooking. But all the cooking that I'll be doing will be stoveless, for I do not own a stove. So I will teach people how, if you are not a cooking expert, to live and cook wonderful meals without a stove and with a minimum of time.
Like with a microwave?
Sometimes, but rarely. I don't use a microwave that often. That's mostly for warming. I warm in the microwave. I cook in my toaster.
Alrighty.
Yes. So I think I have a name for the show. The Lazy Chef. So what do you think?
I think that's what you call somebody who goes out and eats all the time.
Then I wouldn't be a chef if I ate other people's food. I'd be the lazy customer. Oh well, I'm not sure if I want a YouTube channel, but I thought it was an interesting idea. Do you know what I bought over the weekend?
A new server?
No, I rented that. I built that on rented space. No, I bought a skillet.
So I got what?
A skillet. It's like a frying pan.
Yes, I know what a skillet is.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I have lots of them. Well, my wife has lots of them. I guess you could say that I have them.
They're in your house.
Well, you know, you what have, is hers is mine.
I was going to go, you have access to a skillet regardless of whether or not you use it. But you have to understand there's an inherent problem in that I have in being Jewish and owning cookware.
I don't get it.
I was going to tell you, I just wasn't sure if you were still there. You sort of paused for a moment. No.
I had some typing to do and I was, you know, muting myself.
There's a tradition about keeping your meat and your dairy separate, which means I need to have a meat skillet and a dairy skillet. So I need twice as many skillets.
Okay.
So this was a meat skillet. Previously, I had a dairy skillet, which I used to make eggs. Also, when I went to the store and I told them that I needed a skillet for a specific purpose, they handed me a refrigerator magnet.
How are you going to use a refrigerator magnet as a skillet?
I wasn't. I told them I needed a skillet that would work effectively with an induction burner instead of pointing me towards skillets. They said, well, anything that this magnet sticks to will work with your induction burner, which is a fact I already knew. But I thought...
Still interesting.
Well, no, that's what I did the last time I went to a store. I went to a store and I brought a refrigerator magnet and started putting it on the bottom of everything. And the people in the store came up to me and said, what the heck are you doing? So this was a different store where I decided not to bring a refrigerator magnet under the theory that they would assist me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't look like an idiot, which I had the previous time, according to them.
But who cares what they think?
This time they went into the back and got me a horribly cute refrigerator magnet instead of the generic one that I had brought. So I got to be even more embarrassed taking the little one with the picture of the flower on it around the store. By the way, you apparently cannot buy a griddle that will work on an induction burner. Go figure.
Why not?
I don't know. I couldn't find anybody who had one.
But they're all like Ferrous metal, right?
Well, no. A lot of things are made of aluminum. Oh. A lot of cookware is made out of aluminum. So you can have an aluminum cookware if it has a stainless steel or copper base, I think.
I thought it would be like cast iron.
Well, too heavy. The cast iron stuff was very nice. It just, I was convinced it was going to, that moving it around was going to crack my induction burner. That stuff's really heavy duty.
Right, but most cast iron is encased in enamel, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, but that's expensive.
Well, how many are you going to buy?
I know, it just, then I have to clean it. I told you, I'm the lazy chef here. You know how hard it is to clean a cast iron skillet?
No, I have no idea.
I went for the dishwasher safe one.
Okay.
Again, lazy chef.
Let's get back to the news.
Oh, should we? I thought you were enjoying this. We haven't done a Flying Bathtubs episode in such a long time. I was updating that site, too, because I moved it to the new server. Anyway, moving along. Spotify updated its app to support notification controls. Are you still a
Spotify? I'm going to have to update my Spotify.
Weren't you so excited about Spotify at one point?
Okay, cool. I'm going to have to update. I like Spotify.
Okay. The New York Times has changed non-subscriber access in its app, and they can now read 3 stories per day from any category instead of the
preview. They roll over? No. If I don't read 3 today, can I read 6 tomorrow?
No.
It's worse than minutes.
Yeah, but if you want to read everything, pay.
Yeah.
They're giving you 3 for free. You want unlimited? Buy a subscription. That's the freemium model.
That's the freemium model.
The Avery photo editing app has been overhauled. Have you ever edited anything on your phone?
An email. My phone is not a very good content creation device.
I meant photo editing. So you take a picture of, let's say, your wife's collection of skillets, and you want to do some color correction or some cropping?
Yep. Nope.
Neither have I. I'm sure there's people who do, but I've never done it. Either way, it looks like a nice app, and apparently they made it smaller, which is good if you have limited space. Twitter had effectively...
Skillet or the app?
The app.
Okay.
The skillet was just an example of what you might be taking a picture of. That's the other thing I've been doing. I've been taking pictures of all of my creations. Maybe I'll make a nice photo essay.
Good for insurance.
Why would I want to insure the food that I make? I'm not taking pictures of the skillet.
Oh, you're going all Instagrammy.
No, I'm not showing anybody the pictures. They're just for my enjoyment. But maybe I'll make a nice little photo essay where I show people my meals. Maybe this would make a nice site. I'd like people's opinion. Should I go into the lazy chef business?
Probably not.
Okay. I'm curious to see what people say. Anyway, Twitter has shut down Falcon Pro, and it's been pulled from the store indefinitely. So essentially, don't develop a Twitter app.
Pretty much, right?
Even if you like a current Twitter app, don't count on it being around for any length of time, including me, and I like a Twitter app. One that isn't made by Twitter, but... Anyway, moving along, Office Suite and the Pro version have been updated, offering additional PDF export options and more. I do own a copy of this, but I bought it when it was on sale, so I'm not going to necessarily suggest you pay the $15 price that it's normally available at, as opposed to, I think, the 99 cents I paid when it was on sale. Dolphin browser was refreshed. So you should check this out, Jerry.
Is that still alive?
Yes, they just did a very nice version. It's making me think I should go back to Dolphin. I haven't been on Dolphin in a while.
I've been rocking Chrome Beta, and I'm just so happy with it.
I don't know. I find it slow sometimes. I miss Dolphin. I may pal around with it for a while. Also, it has LastPass support because I can never remember my passwords. Anyway, let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes. The new Dolphin browser actually has some nice features. I'm going to be playing with it on my phone. I'll tell you what I learned by next week.
Already.
A&E, the History Channel on Lifetime. Are now offering full video streaming apps for Android. So full video as in you can watch episodes of some shows.
Wow.
No charge.
Do they actually have any... Well, never mind.
There were a few things that... I'm not going to say were necessarily worth watching, but there were a few things that didn't sound horrible. Admittedly, 2 out of 3 of those channels I used to find decent programming on, and then they went down the tubes. And one of those channels was not for me to begin with, so... Up to you to guess which one is which.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I will just say that the History Channel doesn't seem to have any really decent history on it anymore.
Nope.
No. And A&E, I have not seen any decent arts and entertainment either.
Lifetime's full of great stuff.
if you like Lifetime programming. It's never been my thing. MyFitnessPal was updated with a new UI. I know we mentioned this program a very long time ago on the show. So the calorie counter by MyFitnessPal.
I'm a big it's for tracking what you eat.
I used it for a long time, but I'm lazy, so I don't use it at the moment. But anyway, Dash Clock was updated. I'd really like if Dash Clock worked with my phone. I'm not sure if I'd use Dash Clock, but I'd like it if it worked for my phone.
I wouldn't.
There's something about Daydream support that I like.
Daydream support?
Yeah.
What is that Daydream support of which you speak?
Screensaver. Well, no, I've taken to having my phone by my bed and using it as an alarm clock again, which I haven't done in a while.
Sure.
So Daydream support, which would be that it activates some sort of special program when you plug it in and charge it, would be nice. Because right now it goes into the Samsung docking program.
Which is moderately ew.
It's a calendar. I want a clock. You know, maybe they'll put the weather in the corner or something.
Or in the center, because I mean, it's not like there's a whole lot of room.
But no, but if I'm lying in bed and I want to look at my phone in the middle of the night, the only thing I really care about is the time, because I keep breaking clock radios. I should stop buying $5 clock radios.
You should.
Well, I don't need the radio part. I just need the clock. Then if you buy a clock radio without the radio, then it's battery powered, and then you have to keep changing the batteries, and you have to press the button to light it up in the middle of the night. And then I'm fumbling around looking for the button, and I end up knocking my phone off of the dresser. Or worse, I knock my glasses onto the floor. And in order to find your glasses in the middle of the night in the dark, you need your glasses, which is a big problem for glasses wearers. I've made you speechless again, Jerry.
Yep.
Okay. Also, I've included in this week's show notes a interesting, I'm going to sort of call it a cartoon. It comes from the people at XKCD. Have you heard of them, Jerry?
God, yeah.
Okay.
They put up awesome stuff. Is it a recent one?
Yes, this was one where they had these quotes from various ages, from 1871 through 1915, called The Pace of Modern Life.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch this?
I'm reading it now.
Yes. So here we are, 1884. It is
That's a wall of text.
I thought it was interesting, though. It is unfortunately one of the... that's why I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read it yourself if you want to go to the site. It is unfortunately one of the chief characteristics of modern business to be always in a hurry. In olden times, it was different. 1884. So I'm just going to read a few excerpts. Let's scoot here. If we teach the children how to play and encourage them in their sports instead of shutting them in badly ventilated schoolrooms, the next generation will be more joyous and will be healthier than the present one. 1895. So essentially, the more things change, the more things stay the same, which I just thought was an interesting commentary on life. I'm also going to enclose a picture of my record-breaking battery life in the show notes. I have to put something in. People like images in their show notes.
Sure they do. Who doesn't like images?
Yeah, I still have to fix a few of those.
Although I don't think this XKCD comic counts as an image.
That's why I put an image in. The image of the screenshot of my phone doing the 2-day, 15-hour, 40-minute thing. 2%. I'm allowed to appreciate that. It was fun.
Sure.
How long could I keep the phone running? Anyway, a few other things. We're looking for feedback on the new Android Buffet website. There'll be some changes over the coming weeks as I get time to implement a few of them, such as dynamically resizing portions, additional widgets, social sharing, I didn't fix that, and other stuff. Social sharing is nice. Here's a button, click the button, tell other people you like us. No fuss, no muss, no bother. Little surfer overhead, but I'll work on that. So, Jerry, any comments from you before we start the wrap-up process?
Oh, boy, I'm tired. Lots of working.
Okay, well, I wish you luck in whatever endeavor is keeping you so busy. I wanted to wish you a belated, happy summer solstice.
Yes, wasn't it awesome, especially with the huge moon?
I don't know, I was stuck inside.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, you know, I was under the weather.
The moon's got a wobble to it, right? It's not a perfectly circular orbit.
Yes.
So sometimes it's closer than other times.
Yeah, that was the supermoon that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I heard.
It's like it was at its closest and at a full moon, so it's like the biggest and brightest that it gets. It was, wow.
I know, it just, you know, I was feeling under the weather all last week, and I was trying to, you know, to recover. I can honestly say, you know, that I'm still a little off, so I'm hoping to lick it because I don't like feeling sick. I don't think anybody does. So maybe hypochondriacs, and they don't sound like they like it that much either. We are, of course, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. To those of you over the Tech Podcast Network, since it's somewhere in our agreement, I will shortly put back the Tech Podcast Network logo on the site. I'm still rebuilding it. Please bear with us. But check out some of their family-friendly programs over at techpodcast.com, like Chariot TechCast, which brings you an interview with project creators, architects, and consultants working out in the field. Okay. And I want to congratulate the people over at Category 5, Technology Television. Do you remember them, Jerry?
I do.
Well, there was something that happened last week that I did not mention. On Tuesday, they had their 300th episode.
Wow.
Hopefully, we will get there someday.
At this rate, yes.
Well, you know, I did appreciate they actually had a clip where they were talking about me. It was me and Trout.
Trout. Like fish.
Yes.
Okay.
You'll have to watch.
I will.
Well, you know, it's like a clip show, so I can honestly say, you know, clip shows, you know, they can go either way. Little nostalgia, nothing new, but I do appreciate that the show has been on for twice as many episodes as we have. They'll always be ahead of us.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, you can contact us using the contact form. Did I put the contact form back on the website? Email podcast@entrebuffet. I'll have the contact form on later. Maybe I'll go do that now after I finish the podcast. I think I put the contact form. I'll go look. Now it's bothering me. No, I'm still fixing it. I got most of the site fixed. I'm trying to move an entire server full of multiple websites.
Not easy.
And build a whole monitoring data collection system. I have graphs. I love graphs. Because you know what it means if there's a gap in your graph? Something wasn't working.
That's right.
Before this, I sort of had to guess on that. But now I have data. I may be writing about that in the near future. Over on Gadget Wisdom, which I know you read religiously, Jerry.
Every something.
Whenever I post something, since I haven't for a while. I've been busy. Sorry. I'll post something about it when I get a chance. Anyway, you can, of course, check us out on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, until they shut us down, like everybody else. I'm sure it will become a paid service one of these days. And wherever else you wish to check us out. If you have any suggestions for us, we look forward to hearing them. And still looking for the quintessential podcast art. We haven't quite found anything that really works for us, much as we appreciated last week's image. I don't want to hurt you.
True statement.
What?
True statement.
No, I really did like that image. It just didn't necessarily work as a permanent podcast edition. It might scare away new viewers.
Yum, jump, jump, jump.
It's more of an occasional thing. Anyway, moving along, if there's anything else you want to tell us about, we look forward to hearing from you, and we will be back next week with another exciting episode. That's episode number 154, 155th episode. You realize we're coming on our anniversary again, Jerry?
Wow.
Well, let me look this up. I always forget what date the first episode was. Do you remember?
Nope.
Well, no, it was definitely July. Bear with me for one second. I'm going to look this up. This is going to bother me. Because last year we missed it. Episode 0 was recorded July 7th, 2010. So our 3-year anniversary will be in a little over a week and a half. Let's say 2 weeks. Well, are we doing an episode on the 7th? Actually,
on the 7th?
We're doing one on the 8th.
Yep.
Okay. Just double checking my math. 30 days has June. Okay. Anyway, we should have an anniversary show. I don't know what one does on an anniversary show because I've never really done a good one. We did clips at one point, but maybe I'll pull up a clip from the first show, but other than that, I'd like to do a regular show, but maybe we should do something special. What do you do for 3 years?
I don't know. Is that paper?
No, that's number one. Third anniversary traditional gift ideas. Leather. At least one site says leather. Yep. Traditional American is leather or crystal or glass for the modern U.S. version. So traditional U.S., it is the leather anniversary.
Leather, huh?
Yeah, apparently modern U.S., it's a glass anniversary. Okay, well, we have 2 weeks to think about it. I'll think of something. Maybe you'll think of something. Maybe a listener will think of something. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program for this week. unless you have something more to add, Drew.
Nope.
I have more excitement planned for next week.
Yay!
I hope. I just hope to live up to that more excitement next week thing. Woohoo! Wee! Yay! Anyway, so I enjoy every week that I spend with you, Jerry, at this just under 3-year mark, and we'll see what next week brings. Maybe there'll be some breaking and otherwise topical, controversial Android-related news. Or not. We'll see. Say goodbye, Jerry.
Goodbye. Y'all have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Will we?
We will.
It's a safe bet.